The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Irish prisons are considering housing inmates in recreation halls and classrooms. This idea comes as prisons across the country are at maximum capacity and experiencing a crisis level of overcrowding. It's said that there are 860 prisoners more than the capacity of the system. The Prison Officers Association have raised safety concerns for both the inmates and the prison staff if the issue is not resolved. We're joined now by Saoirse Brady, Executive Director with the Irish Penal Reform Trust, and by Cormac O'Keefe, Security Correspondent at the Irish Examiner. Good morning and welcome. Cormac, we'll go to you first. Will you outline the extent of this overcrowding and the dangers it poses?
Yeah, well, we've had an overcrowding crisis now for the last 2 years, essentially, Pat. It has escalated even more in the first 6 months of this year. So if you go back, say, to September 2023, there was about 4,600 prisoners in the system. At the start of this year, it was about 5,000. At the moment, it's 5,500 or even above that. So even within the space of 6 months, it's gone up by a further 500 inmates. Now, that is almost 120% over the capacity of our prisons. And that's the maximum, absolute maximum of the prisons if you use 100% of the space. So it has been extremely bad for a number of years, and it is just getting worse. Mm. The rate of increase this year, I think, has even surprised a lot of people in terms of just how many extra prisoners are being crammed in. And there's limited options if you have overcrowding. You either cram more in or you let people out.
So the reason for this increase, are judges becoming more draconian in their sentencing? Are we becoming a more badly behaved society? What's the reason for this fairly rapid escalation in prison numbers?
There's a combination of reasons. One, you've had, a rise in Garda numbers over the years, which means, generally speaking, more investigations and more prosecutions. We definitely have had a significant increase in the number of judges. So if you have more judges, you have more court sittings, you're going to have more committals, you're going to have more people held on remand. And actually, on remand is another factor that has driven the overcrowding as well. So as well as more prosecutions and more sentencing from the courts, you have more remands, people who are sent into custody while their trial is awaited. So that number has gone up.
Yeah. And is there any specific reason for that? Because, you hold someone on remand in prison if you consider that what they've done is particularly heinous, or if you think that if they're out there, they're going to skip, or if they are a danger to other people, a menace to society. So you hang on to them.
Well, I suppose it runs parallel. I mean, if we have more prosecutions, and more cases before the courts, I suppose, generally speaking, you're going to have a corresponding increase in the number of remands. There could be other factors in there in terms of Garda policies or the way judges are approaching certain crimes. It's hard to tell, but the remand numbers have definitely increased as well. And sentences, generally speaking, have lengthened, in particularly in relation to serious crimes. Sex offences and convictions for sex offences has also driven the overcrowding problem.
All right. So it is a problem, and they're talking about using classrooms, using recreation halls for people to bed down, and I presume that is putting camp beds in to those large halls. Having people sleeping in the same area would require massive supervision. You know, if you've got 50 beds in a recreation hall, that's the kind of thing that is almost inevitably going to lead to trouble.
Yeah, it creates all sorts of security problems. I mean, so much of prison time at the moment is spent keeping various factions and gangs apart. So you can only imagine how onerous that will be for prison staff and dangerous. And there will be a limit. There will be a limit to how many prisoners you could do that with, because it would just simply be too difficult. But without a shadow of a doubt, the more you speak to people in the prison system, prison officers and prison management, they are kind of despairing at this stage in terms of what they are being asked to do. And there's physically, there's just saying there's physically, there isn't the floor space to house these people. So that means you're going to have more people let out. There is a limit to temporary release. Yeah. They're already past the stage of releasing people that might be considered low risk.
We're told that there's some 457 inmates are sleeping on mattresses on floors. Now, I have a text here from just come in from a prison officer, been there for the last 25 years. Bed capacity has been reorganized to minimize the overcrowding crisis for the last 10 years. Our prisons were, for the most part, designed and built for single-person cells. Recreational space, exercise yards, schools, visits area, medical areas were built for those numbers. In recent years, all of those cells have had bunk beds installed. The bed capacity increased, but nothing else increased proportionately. The overcrowding being talked about now is on top of that increase. There is more to prison life than bed capacity. Putting 80 young men in a space that was already confined to 40 is asking for serious trouble, but it's not considered overcrowding because they have a bed.
Yeah, well, he's absolutely right. I mean, particularly if you look at Mountjoy, and I went there only the end of last year, the cells are only designed for one person. But most of the, or an awful lot of the cells were doubled up. They're doubled up with bunk beds, which are even narrower than your standard bed, or they have a single bed and they have a mattress on the floor. Now, some manage to put the mattress across the cell, but in many cases, the cell is too small and they have to run it vertically with the other bed, which means that it touches, basically touches the toilet that is there. Yeah. That they're sharing. And this isn't just about prisoners. It's also a knock-on effect on prison officers and their job and trying to keep a sense of control.
Cormac, thank you very much for joining us. Cormac O'Keefe is security correspondent at the Irish Examiner. Saoirse Brady, executive director with the Irish Penal Reform Trust, listening to that. Saoirse, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and thanks for having me on.
So what is to be done?
Well, can I just, there are a couple of points that Cormac made there, and obviously Cormac's been doing a lot in this area recently, and, you know, it's great to see that kind of coverage and sustained coverage on this particular issue. But I just wanted to pick up on a couple of things to add to what Cormac said, particularly around remand. So currently about one in five people are on remand in prison. So that's over 1,000 people. So if we dealt with that population, then, you know, that would really help to reduce the numbers in prison. And you mentioned, Pat, there in your kind of piece around remand, some of the reasons why people are held in pretrial detention. But one of the things that nobody mentioned there was the affordability of bail. And that is a huge part of this. And IPRT is actually going to be doing some research on this.
Okay.
We hear from people who can't afford the bail that is set at a very low level, in fairness, but it mightn't be, €50 mightn't be a lot for you or I, but it certainly is for some of the people who are ending up in prison because of a cost of living crisis, because of homelessness, because of an addiction, because of mental health issues, and they don't have the money to pay that. So that is one of the reasons. And then just on the sentences piece, we don't have the 2024 Irish Prison Service Annual Report yet, unfortunately, but we do have the 2023 one. And in that, it demonstrated that 78% of committals to prison were for 12 months or less. So while some of those more serious offences, sentences have gone up, we are still seeing, you know, 3 out of 4 people going to prison for short sentences, and those are costly, they are less effective. And one of the solutions to this is really to look, and the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has talked about this as well, and we welcome some of the measures he's currently brought forward in terms of expanding community service orders. But until we address the number of people going to prison on short sentences, until we address the number of people being held in remand or pretrial detention, we are going to see this overcrowding situation continue. And we also need to see, there was research done with the judiciary last year by Nicola Carr of Trinity and Niamh Maguire down in Waterford. And, you know, they interviewed judges, and sometimes it's around the availability of community sanctions, you know, in their local area, their knowledge of them, and whether or not, you know, there are spaces in community-based organisations to take some of these areas, whether restorative justice programmes are available. And we know the probation service is putting a lot of store in those and trying to invest in those. But ultimately, we need to see further investment in community-based sanctions, because all of the research from all around the world shows that if people are able to serve their sentence, and they are serving a sentence in the community with wraparound support to deal with, you know, the issues, the underlying issues that may have led them to criminality in the first place, whether that's addiction, whether that's homelessness, whether that's mental health issues, or a combination of all of those, then they can turn away from a life of crime. And we did public polling on this, public attitudes polling before the election, and the public understand that. The public actually talked about, you know, looking at person-centred approaches. So number one, when we ask people, if you were given 10 million euro to tackle crime, what would you spend it on? Prison spaces was number five on the list. Number one was more guards, not surprisingly, but number two was drug treatment with continuing care. And there was a report made to the previous Minister for Justice in March 2024, which outlined a series of shorter term to medium term measures that could help deal with the overcrowding situation. Because, you know, as Cormac outlined there, we've been using the word crisis for 2 years, but it's gone far beyond that.
Okay. But I mean, you can do all of the things you suggest, and no one is saying that you should let somebody out who would be on remand and is a well-known recidivist and is going to do the same thing all over again. You know, if they get out pending trial, there will be those who would definitely be a flight risk and all of that. And then you talk about bail, 50 euro being too much for someone to bail themselves out of prison. That seems maybe a bit unlikely. And the suggestion might be that some people want to go to prison. They may have no other alternative accommodation and they're in bits and they hope maybe they'll get drug treatment if they're held on remand.
And maybe in the past that was the reality for some people, but unfortunately, given the pressures on the system and on the staff in the prison system, we are seeing people not even get to the top of waiting lists for mental health or addiction treatment before they're out on the street again. They go to the bottom of the list on the community side of healthcare. So they're never getting that help. We are seeing an increase of people entering from homelessness into prison and then back out into homelessness again. That is an indictment on the state. We need to address those issues to stop people from committing crimes, to stop people from ending up in prison and seeing it as a safe haven. It is not. And given, you know, the legitimate concerns raised by the Prison Officers Association about, you know, what overcrowding does and the removal of some of the, you know, the rehabilitative effort. So if you reduce access to schools, if you reduce access to recreational spaces, and I really welcome the prison officer's text there, because I think it really did paint the reality of what that means, you aren't going to see people rehabilitated. And ultimately, what we all want to see is people, you know, being able to turn away from offending. But let me be very clear. Taking somebody's freedom from them when they are sent to prison is a punishment. Mm. The conditions that they are kept in should not be an additional punishment. And at the moment, we've had the Chief Inspector of Prisons use the term degrading treatment, particularly around Clover Hill Prison, which is the remand prison.
Okay, but
that's where people are sent if they're awaiting trials. So they have not been found guilty of an offence.
Okay, but the question that you seem to be avoiding, the point that you seem to be avoiding is, more prison spaces. We've got to build more. I'd prefer to have a prison service that is 80% occupied, but plenty of room for everybody to be rehabilitated, serve their time, be educated, all of that, than something that's, you know, we may groom by simply throwing people out who maybe are not ready to be thrown out.
Okay, thanks, Pat. I'm not avoiding the question. IPRT's stance on this is very clear. We don't believe building more prison spaces is the answer for a multitude of reasons. And we are joined in that by the Chief Inspector of Prisons has also stated that nowhere in the world has ever built their way out of a prison crisis. And the reason for that is that that's 5 years down the line. The Minister for Justice has talked about 2030, 2031 before any of those prison spaces might come online. That's cold comfort to people sleeping on the floor tonight in a cell the size of a car parking space. But also, I'll give you a practical example of where this doesn't work. If you, as far back as 1985, the Whitaker report that looked at expansion of prison said, if you create more prison spaces, they will fill them. We saw that with Limerick Women's Prison, which is regularly and routinely the most overcrowded in the state at 152% capacity today. They built new prison, they expanded the number of prison spaces there, and now it is doubled up. Within the space of 3 weeks, it was doubled up. So it isn't going to address the underlying issue of overcrowding, because I think as Farnsworth, as we know, the more spaces you have, the more they will be filled. We don't want people living in these types of conditions. We want to look at other solutions. And I understand why people feel the need to say, you know, building more will solve this issue, or opening older prisons will solve this issue. I don't think it will. What we need to look at is who's in prison at the moment. Do they absolutely need to be there? Will it actually resolve the issues that led them there in the first place and stop them reoffending in the future? And the other point is, prison is really costly. It costs nearly €100,000 a year to keep somebody in prison. That money would be better spent in community supports for everyone, but particularly targeted at people who need mental health and addiction support, and in probation supervision. So people are not just out free while they're awaiting trial, or they're, you know, that there are actually supports put
all
in
right.
place.
Saoirse, we leave it there. Saoirse Brady, who's Executive Director with the Irish Penal Reform Trust. Not many people agreeing with Saoirse, I have to say. Our population has increased massively, but why no new prison? Thornton Hall was mooted the first year I started teaching. That was 1989. While we wait for a new prison, why not bring in community service and ankle bracelets for non-violent offenders? Population growth, another factor, surely. Prison overcrowding, no one forced the prisoners to commit the crimes that landed them there. I'm saving my sympathy for their victims. Only violent, dangerous people should be jailed. Others should be given heavy fines and or onerous community service. And also, why is a new prison not being built? It'll be described as right-wing, but I no longer care, says Caroline. Prison is meant to be about punishment, ideally so awful that people don't re-offend. Instead, we focus on quote-unquote rehabilitation, but recidivism rates suggest that that doesn't work. So maybe let's stop caring are they comfortable while they're banged up. Enough already. Sentences for sex offenders are far too lenient. Let them share cells and use bunk beds. These prisoners' comfort is irrelevant. I don't want it made easier for people who break the law to avoid jail. Remember the victims here. Do I care if a convicted murderer has to sleep in a cramped cell? Should I be worried about the mattress that a convicted drug dealer, a wife or child abuser sleeps on? I just don't know. Surely the point is to stop people wanting to go to prison. Ask the victims of crime what they want. I could tell you the overwhelming majority would want to see the perpetrators locked away where they can't do the same to somebody else. That's from John in Cork. And a final one. Priority number one must be protection of honest, law-abiding and vulnerable members of the public. Now, next on News Talk, do you have a question on how to master the art of outdoor living and designing in your garden?
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.